Previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
I wrote a jingle for LinkedIn. You try to satirize the whole aspect of LinkedIn to yourself after a while of being on it. You're like, okay. Oh, man. The jingle goes a little bit like this. It goes, let me show you my life in jobs.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then it goes, LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Real let life. Me show you my life in jobs. It's like a nationwide design your size. We're going to start seeing commercials for LinkedIn, you know?
Let me show you my life in jobs.
Yeah. A one, a two. Let me show you my life in jobs.
Yeah.
You could do that song in Spanish probably too.
Yeah, we were discussing that because Clay and I
me
thought.
Me llamo LinkedIn.
Déjame mostrarte mi vida en trabajos.
El LinkedIn.
Yeah. It's 12:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yes.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy to the left.
Hi, Hello.
Bill. And the greatest man in the world, Clay O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
How we doing?
Good. Summer's upon us.
Hot.
It is.
LinkedIn is still it exists.
Yeah. LinkedIn's connecting workheads 24/7.
Gotta do it, right? That's what it's.
Gotta find that buddy that can get you to work.
Consuming me. I'm consumed by LinkedIn.
I think a lot of people after the summit that we just had reached out to Kim Jong-il on LinkedIn.
Well, you know, I'd like to connect and make friends with that Kim Jong.
Maybe he thinks he's pretty good. He doesn't have to be a murderous villain or anything like that. I just want to be friends with him on LinkedIn.
He just wants a Big Mac.
Hey, Dad, you'll never believe it. I connected with Putin and Kim Jong on LinkedIn this afternoon.
You see, they get some work for
Both
me.
Of them accepted my request. I'm on to things.
Yeah. Well,
Kimmy Poo, I call
We
him.
Talked about that. Trump, made some ground over there, I guess. I have not, like I've said before, I don't watch the news. I have no idea what's going on in
Patty's,
this country.
Yeah, Patty's underground. Why he's got that gray 12 Monkeys t-shirt on.
Is this a 12 Monkeys t-shirt?
You're very white and pale.
You're referring
looking.
To the film 12 Monkeys, I presume.
Aye.
Could have been a book or a children's TV show. I don't know.
But no, it sounds playful, but it's not.
In the universe of this show, it's that film with, who's in that?
That's a Brad Pitt
Is it a Brad
vehicle.
Pitt? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And does he wear Heather Gray Gap t-shirts in 12 Monkeys?
Bruce Willis is in it as well. You know, some of the hipsters in that movie are wearing that.
Gosh, I didn't know that there was a...
The Army of the 12 Monkeys.
The Army of the 12 Monkey hipsters all have gray heather shirts in the film 12 Monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Plain.
Fact of the day.
No writing on them at all. Nothing.
Well, thank you. It's very comfortable.
It does look comfortable.
Yeah.
Bill, you have a Jack Daniel's Old Number 7 Tennessee Whiskey Sour Mash shirt on.
That's Bill's wearing the shirt that, you know, that you get in a fight with the guy at the NASCAR race. He's wearing what Bill's wearing.
But Bill's looks like it's very crisp and new.
It's brand new.
Right.
Yeah, you know, this was
You got to sweat in that and cut some holes in it and things of that nature before Bill, it gets real.
It'll get
legit.
There. It'll take a few years.
Bill took that off a mannequin somewhere.
At Sears.
Yeah.
That Jack Daniel's t-shirts here?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, they have Jack Daniel's shirts at Sears now. I've been waiting for these.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How much are they?
Well, no, I'm representing one of the brands that I sell, so.
Good for you.
It was comfortable and clean.
Slash from Guns N' Roses. That's kind of a, he was into the Jack Daniel's brand.
Yeah, he was into Jack Daniel's, period.
Mm-hmm.
For a while there.
Brand spokesman. But Bill, you're a great brand spokesman for Jack. What's your pitch when you're going after the guys to sell the Jack Daniels?
It's the greatest whiskey in the world.
Okay. I mean,
what else is there to say?
Nothing can go wrong is what you say.
Nothing no. could. Hey,
no other thing,
Jack
nothing,
Daniels,
no,
nothing can go
there's
wrong.
Nothing, nobody else does a charcoal mellowing finish. Nobody does anything like that.
Say again?
A charcoal mellowing finish, okay?
Charcoal mellowing finish.
That's your
finish.
Tennessee sour mash whiskey, okay? Tennessee sour mash whiskey. Jack Daniels. Yeah. All right. Is that
I've had it.
Yeah. Not bourbon.
I've done wonderful things while drinking Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I usually get on LinkedIn after a couple of Jack Daniels. Ease right into the conversation of life, you know?
Yeah.
Got to stay connected.
Okay.
Got to stay connected. Speaking of connected people, Clay, you were chiming outside with me before the program about John Gotti. Yes. Has the film been on? Is the, you know, when we go outside, occasionally have a smoke, talk a little John Gotti. Then we go back inside and do the show.
No, I just said that there's a lot of documentaries and such.
I did. I watched the three-part documentary over the weekend. It's quite good.
Yeah. Getting ready for Travolta's big performance.
When's that coming out?
Who cares?
I think probably sometime next week, maybe. I don't know, 4th of July weekend. It's Gotti weekend.
I can't handle it.
It's Gotti weekend. This 4th of July.
It's pretty much what last weekend was. I think
that's a good campaign right there. That's what the movie studio should be putting out on,
it's
you know?
It's Gotti weekend.
This 4th of July, it's Gotti weekend.
Uh-huh.
It'll work. I mean, it does. It's not too far-fetched, is it? That's something that you would see on A&E, right?
Absolutely.
Gotti weekend is this weekend.
It's already been done. Growing up Gotti marathon, I'm sure.
Yeah,
growing
but I think
up
the
Gotti marathon.
I think the documentary that I just watched was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was probably the most accurate as far as trying to be not, I mean, it wasn't trying to be pretty.
Bill was there, Clay. He knows how accurate these things are.
I'm going to say something on the airwaves that might get me in trouble.
Don't.
I don't like John Gotti.
You don't like Gotti? What do you mean you don't like Gotti?
I'm not a Gotti fan.
I just sank $30 million into Gotti.
Nah, I don't. I'm not even going to see Travolta disgrace Gotti.
You know, in this documentary,
we don't like Gotti. I don't want to see Travolta disgrace Gotti.
You know
though.
Why? Out of respect.
Out of respect, don't disgrace us.
I can't handle. I saw like a billboard with Travolta as Gotti. It's not registering with
me. Yeah. Our friend T.J. English was in this documentary.
Yes.
He was actually one of the narrators for many of the different stories that were told throughout this documentary.
On the John Gotti documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, a few of the things that he says are just, you know, he reminds you throughout this documentary that this man was a murderous psychopath.
Yeah.
The Teflon Don.
Like, let's get something straight. Like, he was celebrated by people in New York. There were things that he was able to do within an organized crime that would be considered
he was very
gave
flashy.
People hope within things of like corporate America about how they could rise up fast enough. But other people did it a different way. John Gotti was a thug who murdered people to get to this point. Like, but T.J. English
they usually all are they typically
yeah. But I mean, during the documentary, he kind of wants to shed light on it. Like, this isn't a celebration of. What a great person this guy is.
No, but it is. But it is.
It's, yeah, it's, you know, they're pumping a movie, you know.
Why make the movie to begin with?
Because it makes money. That's
yeah,
why.
Pretty much it. Mm-hmm. It's all about dollars, right?
They should make a movie about oatmeal.
They should. Nothing treacherous about McCann's Irish oatmeal.
Nothing at all.
It does give you superhuman powers.
Human powers.
Mick Jagger's pitch for McCann's gives you superhuman power. Is it? Yeah. Human. What do you mean? We're all human.
Yeah.
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 Superhuman.
Good old Michael.
Mm-hmm. Good old Michael Jagger. Superhuman. Yeah. McCann's Irish Oatmeal is the greatest oatmeal in the world. This show is presented by it. More tomfoolery after this break. Yeah.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Flood Brothers are the best in the disposal business. Call them if you have garbage issues.
They'll take it away for you.
They'll take anything away. Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a fun episode so far. We've talked about, we've done a lot of branding on this show. We do a lot of that on this program.
Yeah, you know, that's America. You know?
It's America.
It's what people think about.
So people want. It's what they want.
Products are what people think about. And they want their entertainment to subliminally tell them these things as well.
Yeah.
Sure, exactly. Absolutely.
It's all product placement.
If you were drinking coffee just now.
I like coffee.
I don't understand. No, everybody loves, like, I've never understood the coffee phenomenon.
Whoa.
It's like, it's 8 o'clock at night. I would love a cup of coffee right now. It's
like, I like a nice cup of coffee to just kind of chill out.
And it's weird, right?
It is weird, right?
I know. My wife thinks I'm nuts because I'm making coffee at like 9 o'clock. She's like, how do you stay awake?
I have no problem sleeping, and I drink lots of coffee.
I go, I stay awake till like 2, and then I figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People
that quit drinking tend to get into coffee, become coffee people.
Yeah, big time.
You know?
That's me.
You can't take my coffee away from me. Okay? My booze away from me, you don't take my coffee.
Nope. I don't think I've gone a day without coffee since I quit drinking.
I don't know.
Really?
You know.
Probably not.
Then there's just people in the morning that are like obsessed with their coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Like I need
like,
it.
Coffee, get me, you know, and it's like, I'm sorry, but I think that if you're like, you know, because my girlfriend does do this, she picks up coffee every morning for her employees. It's like
part nice of her.
Well, it's like part of her gig. It's like, all right, you got to be in charge of coffee for the office on top of other stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to think that if you're a guy that's like, I would like my latte with three sugars and do it, you know, every morning, but it's like, you're a jerk.
You don't like work.
You know, like, you are.
It's like, you don't, really, you don't.
Just get a black coffee like a real man.
Just go get a Keurig and call it a day, you jerk. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
That's
like,
office life, Billy. That's something you don't understand.
Bill's like the guy who's like, can we go back to the days where we called it Cup of Joe black coffee, get to work.
Yeah, get that big Mr. Coffee in the corner.
Get it up in you, and I want to see you sweating.
I don't know.
Clanking of the pot every 5 minutes.
Now, if he was a guy that was like, hey, on your way into work every day, I'll take a large Coca-Cola classic and a chocolate donut. That'd be a guy I'd want to work for, I think.
Me too. Like, I would get the same exact thing.
That guy dies usually quicker than the coffee guy.
I would go turn to that. I would turn to that guy and go, I am going to eat the exact same thing.
I'm going to work very hard for you today.
See, we forget that Bill's in the candy business. He loves candy.
Bill's not in the candy business.
Forget about coffee. Have candy.
Bill's a candy super fan.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, if you're going to get your caffeine, you can get it through all kinds of, you know,
Bill, have you ever been
chocolates.
Have you ever been to a candy convention? Oh, man, we got to do a live from the candy
convention. A live taping from the candy convention? That would be a great episode.
It is coming up, I believe, or maybe it already passed us.
There's more.
Maybe we should do a tour, an audio tour of the Ferrarapan Candy Factory.
Just jam Lemonheads in Bill's ears?
We'll do a remote kind of show from there as
Cherry
we walk.
Clan.
You know,
Cherry Clan.
Right? No, actually, they're Cherry Heads now.
Oh, is that what they're called?
There's no more. We've had this conversation.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't want
to
get into it.
I don't need to go into the specifics of how my childhood candies have been.
Patty, you're drinking Starbucks coffee. And your Heather Gray t-shirt. You're like,
I'm a tech boy.
You're a Santa Monica guy.
Santa Monica guy?
Hi, I'm Santa Monica guy.
I'm Santa Monica guy. I like Starbucks coffee, shirts from The Gap.
You don't know if I'm really
Coca-Cola
rich.
Coca-Cola Classic. Or really McCann's poor. Irish Oatmeal. And a slew of other
He's
products.
Just got that kind of I'm a podcast look. Like if you go to the table, I'm like, I have my Starbucks, my gray Heather t-shirt, my jeans, and my baseball cap. We're going to talk about things today, but, you know, I'm going
to
try to
make
important.
I used to see this guy in L.A. all the time. And you wonder, you walk by him and you go, now he's either somebody.
The guy who's dressed like me right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Jeans, a plain gray t-shirt, some like inconspicuous hat that's not even a team or anything.
Right. Yeah.
And a coffee, a Starbucks coffee. And you would walk by him and go, now he's probably like the creator of like Friends or something. You don't know it. And he's got $20 million or he's just some guy. You don't know. And the way I would always try and tell is by the watch. If you had like a, you know, like a Breitling or like a really nice watch, then you figure, okay, he's probably doing all right. He's probably somebody.
Mm-hmm. But if you had a Casio,
a gold Casio, you go, well.
Sir, what do you do for a living? I'm a producer for Animal Planet.
Yeah.
I thought so.
I made the Penguins documentary a couple years ago.
Yeah. So,
you're him.
Thank you.
You're
producer
Doug,
from Animal.
Doug the producer.
I'm Doug, the producer from Animal Planet. I love this Hooli's Hooli program.
I don't know. I before the break or during the break, because you were drinking the coffee and I was teasing you a little bit about it.
Clay
was
coffee.
Drinking a like an antioxidant kind of like energy.
I was drinking
drink.
A Bai. Do you know what a Bai is?
A Bai. B A I.
B A I.
No.
It's a.
You see them at Whole Foods and stuff like that.
It's a caffeinated like Gatorade essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went, are those any good? You know, and he went, they're all right. And I went, you know what I got the other
day? They got any candy flavors of that Bai?
And he went, what? And I said, I got a 12 pack of Coca-Cola Classic.
Ooh.
And he said, yeah, he used to be my dad. It's like, I said, there was no better drink in the world. Mr. Lawrence O'Brien, I might have to agree with you. It is like,
if you have the perfect glass of Coke with ice, it's really untouchable. No, nothing.
Like on a hot summer day, it's like sweating, like, oh.
I can't believe where this episode has gone. This is like the agency episode.
Like
you know?
You're sitting at Pizza Hut by yourself.
Right.
You get that pitcher.
To the creative room.
You get that pitcher of Coke with those red cups.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Just pound it.
Get a big za.
That's what the guy's got to do in the Pizza Hut commercial. He goes, you get that pitcher of Coke in those red cups. Rah! He barks.
I just watched
talked about the barking humans before on this program.
Well, I'm actually doing The Lion from The Wizard of Oz, that type of thing.
Oh.
That's the new movie in my house now.
The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, Ghostbusters is out.
Put him up.
Yeah. 40 times a day.
It's a great movie.
It's not bad.
Do you think that one of your kids someday will go up to you and just get in your face and go, the walls in the 51st Precinct?
Absolutely.
Well, then you know you've taught them.
Or they're going to try and oil me.
That's a Ghostbusters reference right there. Yeah.
With their oil can.
Oh, that's cool. They think you're the Tin Man, Clay. Yeah.
No, but they like the witch, weirdly enough. They're a fan of the evil witch. my 2-year-old's really into her. He's like, she's awesome.
A witch, huh?
He likes the antagonists in movies.
Like the bad
guys? He likes the bad guys?
Yeah.
Watch out for him.
I know.
He was rooted for
We're fully aware.
Yeah.
My dad always rooted for the bad guys in the movie, you know?
Yeah. My dad always rooted for the bad guys. He's doing life in prison. Said John Gotti. Said John Gotti's son.
Right. That's John Gotti. Said John Gotti's son, John.
Yeah.
My dad always rooted for the bad guys in the movie.
You think?
This July 4th, it's Gotti Week.
After Shark Week, it's Johnny Week.
Bullets fired at the screen.
You know, funny thing, I ran into this producer from Animal Planet at Starbucks and convinced him to combine Shark Week with Gotti Week, and now we got Shark Gotti Week.
Shark Gotti Week.
That's good.
Great whites and gangsters.
Great whites and gangsters.
Good idea.
Shargotti.
You see?
Shargotti.
Shargotti week.
Shargotti week is a good week to have. It's as good as any other week, right?
It's a mean week, bro.
Good week.
The third week in July, Shargotti week.
Yeah.
Let's start it. It started
yeah,
already.
We should start our own Shargotti week.
We've got to have our blog up for that, you know?
For sure. Yeah, like one day.
This week, we're reporting on all things Shargotti. I'm Patty Houlihan. I'm in
Tuesday
Cleveland.
Tuesday is Hammerheads and Sammy the Bull Gravano.
Right.
Bull Sharks and Sammy the
Wednesdays
Bull.
Wednesdays is Roy DeMeo and Great Whites. You know, just talking
Paul
about
Paul Castellano
anybody.
And Whale Sharks on Friday.
Yeah. Right.
The big Tahunas.
Right. Sure.
God bless.
Tony Spilotro and Nurse Sharks. Thursday night at 9 for Shargotti Week. Shargotti Week is brought to you by Starbucks.
Coca-Cola Classic.
Coca-Cola Classic. Lemonheads.
And Jack Daniels.
And Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Those are some big-time sponsors, man.
Good
I
stuff.
Think that's 100% doable.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do this.
Anything is doable, right? In the Alec Baldwin voice.
I don't know. Did you guys see that Comcast made a big bid to try to buy...
The Bears?
Was it 21st Century Fox, I think?
I don't look at
She's
the news, but yeah, probably.
Boom. Big media thing.
21st Century Fox.
That's what the Comcast executives were playing in the office during the acquisition.
Can you do a Morrison impression?
No. I suppose if I listen to some Morrison for about an hour, I could muster one up.
When the music's over.
Yeah. Okay.
That was English, though. That was David Bowie Morrison.
Yeah, but
my kids love Labyrinth, the film
movie?
Labyrinth
That's a
with David Bowie.
Movie, man,
it is weird.
Not as weird. I mean, is
here's
it any weirder than Ghostbusters or Wizard of Oz?
It's Jennifer Connelly. It's like one of her first movies. She was in Once Upon a Time in America, I believe, previously to that.
But does David Bowie sing in that?
Yeah, a lot. Dance magic dance, jump magic jump.
Oh yeah,
somebody liked Labyrinth over here. Huh?
Well, I can hear it playing in the background all day while
at
the
your
kids,
house.
Well, yeah, because my wife will just throw it on in her room, and the kids will just walk in and out, you know, while they're
Jeez.
Roaming around the upstairs playing. I've watched the film a couple of times now.
It's kind of creepy. It's like during the day, there's Labyrinth playing all day long.
I think it has a weird effect because as an adult watching it, I'm like, what's going on? You know, like
it's horrifying.
Bowie's like kind of. He's hypnotizing me in Labyrinth, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. He's got like a little crystal ball. He's like, the ball goes either way.
Officer,
you know, like, and you're like, what?
Officer, I got Bowie in my head. Labyrinth, you know?
I'm having a very rough day. I got lost. Saw Labyrinth last night.
What year is that from? 1981?
I got to look it up now. It was a Jim Henson, I believe, was behind part of Labyrinth.
What are you saying? And Jim Henson wasn't around in 81?
Jim Henson's animal shop, his puppet shop, were all the characters in Labyrinth. And then you had Bowie.
I felt like I was in
it's dark.
It is dark.
Check out Labyrinth.
Felt like I was in a Labyrinth watching Trump shake the hand of
Kim Jong,
yeah.
We did talk about that. We said we couldn't imagine what his first words would be to each other.
It was just so
Kimmy.
Like, yeah, you like fish fillets?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Finally, we meet. You like quarter pounders?
You never had
it's hot here, huh?
How's my hair look?
1986 was Labyrinth, by the way.
What a fine year.
Thanks, Mike.
Awesome Mustangs that year.
Mustangs?
Oh, yeah.
Bring Ford into it. Bring Ford into the program tonight.
My Uncle Frankie had an 86 Mustang.
An 86 Mustang.
My dad always rooted for the bad guys in a movie. And my Uncle Frankie had an 86 Mustang.
And the Mets won the World Series that year,
And
too.
The back seat of that Mustang was covered in empty cigarette
and
boxes.
And my cousin got bit by a nurse shark on Long Island one weekend. Do you know it's Shark Gotti Week?
Do you know that John Gotti had a shark whacked out because it bit his kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's
Sal from New York.
Yeah, they had Sal get in the wetsuit, and he had to go find this thing and whack him out. It was horrible. He used panel wire.
He sent him into the Hudson River and said, swim your way into the Atlantic and find this thing.
They garroted a shark off the coast of New York. Mm-hmm.
Nibbled on his kid's ankle 1 year.
A guy was garroting a shark in the Hudson.
I'm going to New York in August. I'm going to go to all the hot spots.
Well, like a gangster tour, a New York gangsters tour?
Nah, I'm going with my wife, so it's a wife tour.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to make sure to go to a couple, you know, restaurants and
absolutely.
Maybe go by Mulberry Street, say what's up.
Go to Sardi's, where her parents had their anniversary. Oh, not their anniversary, their wedding night.
I'm going to go to Sparks Steakhouse.
All right. Where that was where Paul Castellano was assassinated.
Yeah, I'm going to go right there.
Assassinated, whacked.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Well, so, that sounds like an interesting
weekend.
I'll take
a picture of my steak and send it to you.
Yeah, I was thinking about New York recently. Someone friended me on Facebook recently.
I can't believe I haven't been there more, or we haven't. We should have been there in college, like...
Should have gone there at least 10
couple
times.
Times a year, just to goof off.
To New York?
Yeah.
The New York Tourism Bureau has partnered with the Hooli's Hooli this weekend for Shargotti Week that they're bringing. They'll be having the opening ceremony dincer.
In Queens.
At Sparks in New York City.
The premiere of Shargotti Week is at Sparks.
The premiere of Shargotti Week is at Sparks.
Yep.
Sure. And they're serving shark steaks.
Oh, they're serving shark fin soup.
Okay.
No, this is to promote the health of sharks, Bill, not the destruction. Oh. They're going to have giant aquariums.
Did you know that Kim Jong and Trump, that's the meal they shared was some shark fin soup?
They had a pretty elaborate meal. It was.
Did they?
It sounded pretty delicious.
What was it? We got to look up and see what they ate. What did they eat, I wonder? McDonald's?
Yeah, they split a six-piece.
Hey, you want to split a six-piece McNugget with me? Start talking about this nuke problem we have?
Hey, Un. Hey, you get three, I get three. Let's start off on the right foot.
Right. You want ranch or barbecue?
Don't take the sweet and sour. Please, that's what he's saying in his head. Don't take the sweet and sour. Don't take the sweet and sour.
What do you think that Kim Jong...
Paranoid Trump. Don't take the sweet and sour. Don't. I offered it, but don't take it.
Billy reads from the internet.
Here it is. We got it right here. What is it? Oh, wow.
Okay, Billy, go. What'd they have? Kimmy and Donnie.
President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are chatting over a lunch of beef short ribs, sweet and sour crispy pork.
Ooh.
And braised codfish.
Fish! What? Fish fillet, Clay, you said at the top.
Wow.
Details by the White House by the White House show that lunch began Tuesday with a prawn cocktail and avocado salad.
Gross.
And a green mango caribou with honey lime dressing and octopus.
Boring.
Okay. Side dishes included potato dauphinoise, steamed broccoli, fried rice, and Asian vegetables.
Bill has gone into his Mick Jagger impression during this.
Dessert included chocolate.
Everything they ate was him.
And Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream.
Would they have to drink a tall frosty Coke?
Coca-Cola Classic, I would assume. I don't know. Maybe some Starbucks.
Maybe Trump's like, I'm switching up. I'm having Grape Crush tonight.
Trump went inside his coat and he goes, hey, check this out. It was a can of Coke.
It was a 2 liter.
Try
some
of
that's what
this.
They had.
It was a 2 liter of squirt. He goes, but you guys never tried this.
A 2 liter of squirt grapefruit soda.
No, correction. A 1 liter of squirt.
A liter of squirt and a slice of Domino's.
I don't know what you're going to have to drink.
What if
you know what? Actually, that's a great Final Four commercial next year, right? It's Kim Jong and Trump meeting each other.
Jump ball, and the ball is a 1 liter of squirt.
Right. No, they're like.
No, sorry.
I just had a crazy.
We can go
vision.
On for years.
You were talking about the meeting, and I don't know why.
The
you,
meeting. Is that what it's going to be known as forever?
The summit, meeting. The meeting. Yeah. Patty said something about, oh, yeah, squirt and Domino's. And then all I could think of is, like, could you imagine.
Domino's pizza.
What if this the way that, like, Trump walked up? And you know how, like, they both got out of, like, their cars and were, like, escorted into that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if Trump.
Bill's in what if mode.
I know, but he I just laughed about it. I
well,
like,
what if?
Because Kim Jong Il had that, like, you know, his normal outfit on that he usually has.
He walks like Danny DeVito, kind of, you know?
Kind of does, but I'm just thinking of like, because he just
you walk like Danny DeVito. He's like, a movie actor. He's a kind of a short movie actor in the United States. Very funny. You know, great guy. Like DeVito. Tremendous dude.
You walk like DeVito.
You look like DeVito.
You look like DeVito. But what if he had like a I love this guy. And he just like, what if instead of reaching out
the handshake, he did the old pie gag?
Yeah, he does like a psych, and then he just pulls a domino za and like slams it into Kim Jong's face.
What if he pulled one single piece of Domino's pizza out of his inside pocket and gave it to him?
In a Ziploc bag. I snuck this on the plane. You're going to like it.
You ever tasted anything like this in your
life?
And
a little mini bottle of Coke.
This is the Meat Lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I think the meeting's a good thing. I think why not make, you know, everyone needs to chill out.
Kim Jong, listen, in the movies, my dad always rooted for the bad guys. I get it. But we got to work a deal out. You like pizza?
How much do you like pizza?
How much do you like pizza? Boom, the all new Domino's deal maker. Sausage, cheese, and green peppers. This final four weekend only.
Korean barbecue and gold dust.
Korean wings.
And Italian Trump sausage.
Italian Trump sausage?
No, just Trump sausage. Trump Does he have a sausage business yet? Hey, Trump, you got a sausage business?
Mm-hmm. You were trying to name a pizza after you.
How was your Korea trip? Furthermore, how's the sausage business?
You're the Trump sausage guy, right?
What's the burn rate on the Trump sausage business right now?
Trump, you want to start a sausage business with me? Yeah. Seriously. No, I'm serious.
Yeah. What would you call
Secret, yeah. Secret Service tackles sausage enthusiasts at White House.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to talk to Chris Zakaros from Mr. Beef and see what he thinks about that, these ideas.
Oh, he'd love it. He'd be down for it.
Oh, Chris from Mr. Beef, ask him if he would be considering carrying Trump sausage in the restaurant.
Yeah,
no, never.
Big no, probably.
Yeah,
carny food.
Mm-hmm.
This Trump sausage is the best carnival food in the world.
Well, tomorrow is Father's Day for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, gentlemen.
We did it.
Your wives and kids do anything? Are they have anything planned for you?
No.
What do you think?
I have no idea.
Hopefully they surprise me with a giant tray of food.
That'd be good. Food would be good. I like food.
You know? Like a pig with an apple in its mouth. Surrounded by...
Right.
What? No pig with an apple?
No pig with the apple?
My dad always liked the bad guys. He rooted for them in the movies. We also used to get him a pig with an apple in its mouth every Father's Day.
You know, I'm sure the Gottis had quite a feast on Father's Day.
Sure.
They probably had great food going through that house.
Oh, yeah.
You know they did.
Oh, yeah.
You know they did.
Just okay.
Fresh meat everywhere.
Hey.
Just fresh meat everywhere. Yeah. A lot of good food in that house.
Yeah. A lot of cutlets.
So no Father's Day plans, guys?
No, I don't have any Father's Day. None that are prepared yet. No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just to sit around and be around the lovely wife and children and feel loved is good, you know?
Okay.
I don't think I'll have there's always that, you're going to get him a tie. I got my dad a tie for Father's Day. You know?
Yeah, I don't require a tie.
I know. It's a weird thing to get somebody like, you know, go back to work and look nice.
Give me
here's your tie.
Give me a remote control, you know, plane.
Remote control plane.
Interesting gift to start giving people.
You know, there's a place.
If you were an executive.
There is a field over here. There is a field in Chicago,
it's
folks.
On Irving Park.
Yep.
In Cumberland.
Yeah.
Just west of Irving.
Just
west of Cumberland.
This is like the airplane graveyard?
This
yes.
is no.
Like,
this no,
it's
is
like Can't Buy Me Love?
Airplane field.
This is for professional remote control RC plane enthusiast.
Yeah. It's like a flying ground.
And they gather and they fly.
They gather and they fly. Robots,
see,
that is.
You'll be driving and there'll be like a little mini B-52 coming at you.
Yeah. I drove by it the other day on my way home. And
it's
I was
really
like,
cool,
that
actually.
Amazing.
I'm thinking about
this.
Getting into it.
It's kind of an interesting hobby.
It'd be a cool thing, like if there were like 10 guys out there flying one day, if you just wanted to bring your kid over there and watch it.
Yeah.
It would be, they'd be
I'm
like,
sure they have like whoa. Races or something or tournaments.
These are remote control, like little remote control toy airplanes.
Yeah, but some of them are as big as this desk.
Oh, they're big. Okay.
Some of them are, yeah.
That's kind of like, what if one of those things just rammed into your car?
Then you got a problem.
That would not be
good.
You got
to you gotta call the authorities.
So they're
it looks like
it's like a drone field.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, it looks like a driving range. It's
kind of,
but it's for flying airplanes.
Not airplanes that fly human beings. It's
it's
a flying aircraft playground.
It's a remote control playground. All right.
Yeah. So that would be kind of a cool thing to do if you're.
I'd be so nervous if I was gonna fly. You know, just step up and fly. Just be like, hey boys, can I fly with you? Can I fly here?
I'm so lost in the concept. So you go up and they give you a remote control.
You gotta bring your own.
We gotta bring your own. These are guys that like spend thousands of dollars on remote control airplanes.
This is a controlled thing.
This is big. Oh. This is a big deal.
It's happening.
I didn't know that. So there's a whole subsect of people.
Oh yeah. And they hang out in the forest preserves. All right.
Yeah.
Final.
Is this on Reddit? Can I look it up on Reddit?
No, but if you do think about it, it's like, where would you go where you're like, all right, like...
You go to a field. You go to a big field that's available.
Yeah.
And it's specified for that purpose.
Why are we talking about this again? How did we veer into this?
Because I want a remote control plane for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right. But I don't anymore. It's ruined.
You still do?
No.
Where do you find such a gift? You have to go in like these weird magazines and like...
Sharper Image.
Oh. Radio Shack.
No, you go to... RemoteControlPlanes.com. I'm sure there's thousands.
Yeah, drone. Yeah, why don't you just get a drone?
I don't want a drone.
Oh, okay.
What do I need a drone for? So I can look at my backyard from 400 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Big, you can big sweeping master shots. You know.
Of what?
Anything you want.
The neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. See, there's a commercial for drones. Big sweeping master shots. Drones. At Walmart.
Drones creep me out. I feel like you can get arrested for improper drone usage.
Maybe. Like in the future?
There's too many police.
FBI raids the house of Drew Peterson, and he had 750 drones in the garage.
Drone propellers.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have all these drones, sir?
He used to wear a necklace of drone propellers.
I like flying stuff.
There's too many policemen that live near me. I feel like I'd get in trouble.
Probably.
I think if we do become a world that are sort of inundated with little drones coming around, do you think guys are just going to be in their backyards breaking them like flies? You know, like if one of them, you just see one in the backyard, you run out with a aluminum baseball bat and just swing at it and knock it down and smash it into 100 pieces?
Probably.
Because that's, you know, these are out of control drone usage.
I saw this drone flying too low over my yard. I had to shoot it.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Or the guy's got a big net. I caught a drone with my big net.
I caught a drone with my big net. It was remarkable, Charlie.
What?
It's Mick talking to Charlie Watts.
Oh. I caught a drone with my net, Charlie. I don't think it's human.
Mm-hmm.
And it's robotic.
And I'm not giving it back.
And I'm keeping it. And then I'm going to go make Free Jack 2.
Would you like some pheasant, Charlie?
Wow.
Yeah, you guys are all about Mickey tonight.
Went down a Jagger hole again.
Yeah,
it's hard not to.
Street festivals, lots of them going on in Chicago.
Whoa! Yeah.
Have you been to one?
No, not yet this year, but I got to get to a couple of them.
You have a favorite one, Bill, huh?
Like the
Beef Fest.
I like Randolph Street Fest.
Is there a Beef Fest? There is a Beef Fest.
It already happened.
Yeah, we should have gone. I don't have a favorite one. I don't like any of them really.
They're a good time. I like the one.
That's a lie. I like the Taylor Street one.
Taylor Street's good. One of my favorite ones too, just because of the food.
Food festivals? Taste of Elmwood Park's pretty fire.
Taste of Melrose Park's pretty amazing. Feast, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the street fests in the city sometimes at night are just, it's like people selling stuff, and then maybe you might have like four or five, six food stands, and then the rest of it's booze.
Yeah.
But it's just the people watching is like, that's my favorite thing that, like, in the summers, people watch. There's nothing better than sometimes those street fests and people watching. Now, the question is to get in and get out. And they're difficult to go to with kids, obviously, but I don't know. It was just. It's that time of year, and I was like seeing it, and people are like, I had a customer tell me, oh, they would close down the street. Then I was like, oh, yeah, street fests. I should probably do some research on these.
Great food.
Listen, when we launched Shargotti Week, one of the strategies is we're going to get hit a lot of street festivals. I think that's the audience for this thing, right?
Yeah, someone's going to be dressed as a shark and someone's going to be dressed as Gotti.
Mm-hmm. They got posters for Sharkati Week.
No, it's a guy in a shark suit fighting a guy dressed as Gotti. Like, they're slapping each other around.
That's good. This is ingenious idea.
And people are like, what are these two guys representing? They're like, they just hand flyers to you that say Sharkati on them.
It's a week of television shows stacked behind each other. One or a documentary about sharks, and then
too bad we
feature a prominent mob figure.
It goes gangster shark, gangster shark.
And then
that was part of the pitch, probably, that Comcast, like when they were bidding for 21st Century Fox.
We can guarantee you gangsters and sharks. Sharkati Week.
We're gonna do a Sharkati Week. Change cable television.
Change cable TV. There is no more cable TV. It's dissipating. It's all internet.
Yeah. True.
That's why you just make Sharkati Week. You know,
it's already been.
It's your
made.
Startup idea. You walk into Shark Tank, Sharkati Week. Okay, bear with me for a moment.
Oh, there it is. Oh, look, Mike has a nice cartoon.
There's a picture of a shark, of a cartoon shark, and an AK-47.
Perfect, and a Tommy gun.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, I guess we didn't think of it. We weren't the first one.
What is that in relation to that picture?
I wonder.
I don't know. It just looks like some sort of a cartoon posted online.
It looks like the Star-Kissed Tuna.
It did look like the Star-Kissed Tuna a little bit with a gun.
Yeah.
That's it.
Evil tuna brand.
Evil. My dad's real sick. He had one of them evil tuna brand sandwiches. He's been shopping at the dollar store again. He got a bunch of old tuna.
Bought a can of tuna with a dolphin on it holding an AK-47.
Why's dad so sick? He started eating that can of fish with a shark holding an AK-47 on it. He don't feel so good. He'll be back together in a couple days. As long as Sharkati Week is on, he can kick up on the couch and
chill.
He might
miss Sharkati Week. He's torn up about it.
That ugly gangster tuna fish.
He cried at dinner. Ugly gangster tuna fish.
Lord help us.
Yeah, that's the world we live in, you know?
Yep. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Hooli's Hooli returns after these.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well.
Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back. McCann's Oatmeal. It is the greatest in the world.
Aye.
Hooli's Hooli, final stretch of the program. It's been a very branded episode, right?
Yeah, NHL's over. Stanley Cup's done.
It is.
Right? Mike just reminded me of that.
Ovechkin?
Ovechkin. Ovi.
Alexander Ovechkin finally gets his cup.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said he was drunk for like 4 days straight. They said it was like one of the biggest benders they've ever seen anyone go on.
As he should be. 13 years in the making, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like...
Hockey's the only sport where that's, like, allowed and encouraged. Like, you've won, now go on a bender.
You know why? Because it's
like,
so
if you're
brutal.
A beer... wouldn't you, if you were one of the largest beer companies or just in the world, wouldn't you be targeting guys like that and be like, when you win the cup, don't say you're going to Disney World. Say you're, you know, you're going to Millertown, you know? and everywhere you're seeing, you're just wearing, like, a Miller Lite t-shirt with, like, a... team logo
they
on
may
it. You're just rocked everywhere. You're on Jimmy Fallon with the shirt on. You'd probably have to do it like it would be a smart marketing campaign for like a craft brewery to grab somebody like that, right?
You know? Hell yeah. They're doing
I can't
it.
Think of any professional athletes now that I think about
Hockey Head IPA, you know?
Think of any current, like right now, professional athletes. I know this is crazy of me saying it, but that have their own spirit or liquor that they endorse. They might endorse things through a charity organization, but I don't know if any athlete's the official spokesperson for any branded liquor company right now.
Really?
Retired, I don't know. We gotta look that up.
Retired,
no
yes.
Retired players, sure.
There might be something within these contracts with a lot of these athletes where they're not allowed to do that.
I think maybe it might just be more reputational risk on their behalf, and they're like, you know, maybe it's not a good idea. Unless you have that image, right? If you have the bad boy image, you want a liquor brand
like,
to sponsor
I mean,
you?
I'm just thinking about like back, like I think back in the day, there were probably all kinds of athletes that were supporting major, you know, liquor and tobacco companies, but now you don't see much of it, unrespectively so. But yeah, like you said, like Ovechkin, like trying to do like, you know, I'm going to Millertown.
He's walking around with a Jim Beam sport coat, you know?
And that'd be
woo!
Great.
Yelling.
Yeah. And then LeBron got swept.
Yeah.
LeBron got swept by Golden State. So Golden State has won 3 of the past 4 NBA championships.
Warriors.
Come out and play.
They're good.
Clink, 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 clink. That's the commercial where they're antagonizing LeBron.
Okay.
Steph Curry's just clinking a couple of bottles.
That'd be great.
Why?
LeBron should come to the Bulls.
I don't
think
he's never
luck.
Coming to the Bulls. I think that the rumors out there, I think the 2 destinations possibly for him if he's going to leave Cleveland will be the Los Angeles Lakers or the Philadelphia 76ers. I think those are
Sixers
probably,
I've been hearing all over the place.
I think the Lakers have the money to pay him, too. I think that he thinks that, I don't know, who knows? Everybody goes to L.A. and wins their title, you know? I don't know. We'll see.
You know, well, that's a weird, I don't know. Sports with Bill, I don't you know. What do you think? I don't know, you know?
He's not coming to Chicago. The Bulls got a few years still.
I told you before.
Few more years. I will give an interesting stat, though, for first of all, I'll give my shout out to the Cubs because they're back in first place.
At least
they were, and then I don't know if they lost last night. I don't know what they're doing tonight against St. Louis. They lost. I don't know if they won tonight or whatever's going on, but they're in the race. They're still there.
Mm-hmm.
The White Sox, of course, they're awful. So let's just we can be resigned to the fact that they're going to be very, very bad the rest of the year out, which is fine.
Yes.
But. As Jeff Goldblum.
But, yes, the White Sox, yeah. Tell me.
They have 18 all-stars in the three levels of minor league play.
Wow.
So from A-ball to triple-A ball, the Sox had 18 all-stars. That's pretty incredible.
Bring them up.
So think about this.
Everybody on the team's like 11, you know? Like, I mean, there is nobody to bring up. Just keep rotating people out, you know?
That's exactly what they're going to do. So
that's what they need to do.
It's kind of fun seeing them, like, some players kind of come into their own. That kid Carlos Sanchez on the Sox this year.
That kid Carlos Sanchez.
He's kind of coming to his own a little bit. He's leading the league in triples.
Is he?
Yolmer, if you want to call him. He was Carlos Sanchez, and now all of a sudden he's Yolmer.
Why not?
Are you excited for the World Cup?
No.
Do you know that it's happening?
How are you going to get excited about anything other than LinkedIn, man? The only thing I get. Gotta stay connected, bro.
Yeah.
You know? That's insanity.
Did you go back on LinkedIn, obviously, after last week? And
are you kidding me? I never left.
Yeah.
Sitting in the universe of LinkedIn.
Sitting in the universe of LinkedIn.
I'm just thinking about branding and LinkedIn. Products, consumer packaged goods. Ideas, you know?
Yeah. As you should be.
I was going to say, I don't know how we got on this, but we were talking about the White Sox.
Yeah.
I had a weird request on Facebook recently. I don't really know this kid. I know who he is, kind of, from, like, let's just say I like know a member of their family. And I'm like, kid friended me. Yeah. And sometimes when you get that friend request and you're like, yeah, because I'll accept like anybody at this point, and maybe they're a fan of the show or something like that. You're like, all right, cool here. You go through their pictures a little bit, right?
Sure you do.
Who is this guy?
A little Facebook creeping.
Sure.
Isn't that weird?
It's real weird. It's really weird.
It's like you work for the CIA.
Right.
It exists, though. People just creep all day.
People just creeping on my social media all day. Drove me mad. And then I came home and the Vivid box wouldn't work. And
the Vivid box was fuzzy?
Shargotti week had been canceled.
We were out of Coca-Cola Classic,
and then my world came tumbling down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were Facebook creeping.
All right, so yeah, I was Facebook creeping, and you go through pictures. Here's a kid who has a picture of himself with, like, I'm no joke, like, maybe 700 or 800 pictures of him outside, like, the red carpet on Broadway in New York.
Uh-huh.
With, like, every celebrity you could ever think of. Like, Pacino. Here's him and Pacino. And then, you know. Come on. And then all the way down to, like, you know, Judd Hirsch, you know, like, yeah, like, just, and I was like,
who is this kid?
Well, he's a fanboy. You know what a fanboy is?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
No, is it really fanboy?
Fanboy. There's fanboys out there. We need some fanboys. If you're interested in becoming a Hooli's Hooli fanboy.
Send a postcard. Send us the address postcard to wherever this address is.
Mm-hmm.
To WSBC Radio.
Wait a minute. I want to be a fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
You just go around and you bop around.
You go, I'm a very big fan, well, sir. Will you sign my playbill?
I just looked it up. What is a fanboy? It's a noun.
It's a noun. Thank you, Bill.
It's a male fan, especially one who is obsessive about comics, music, movies, or science fiction. That's a fanboy. Of the verb version of fanboy is behave in an obsessive or an overexcited way.
Who is the most famous fanboy of all time?
He fanboyed out meeting his idol on the red carpet. That's the way it was.
Oh, he fanboyed out.
Yeah, he's fanboyed.
He totally fanboyed out.
We got to get a shirt that says Hooli's Hooli fanboy.
Don't be a fanboy.
Be a fanboy.
Be
a fanboy.
On the back it says, don't be a fanboy. On the front it says, be a fanboy. That'll be confusing.
Fanboy for life.
Fanboy. The fanboy club.
The fanboy. My dad was the founder of the fanboy club.
My dad was CEO of the fanboys. You don't know?
The fanboys are like a rough kind of group that hung out in Queens.
So why do you think our pool shaped like a fan?
You found this fanboy.
Yeah,
he fell into your lap.
This fanboy just fell into my lap.
Is there any way that you can get a pic? Like, you can get a fanboy picture with him? Like,
Fanboy, the Broadway musical. We just wrote it. You know?
And then he becomes famous at the end.
It's like a twist on the producers. This fanboy fell into my lap. starring Chris Elliott as the fanboy.
Can he sing, though?
We'll teach him to sing. It doesn't matter.
Fanboy, fanboy, fanboy,
he can
fanboy.
Sing good enough.
That's the opening number. Fanboy, fanboy, fanboy.
It's people chaos.
People are running up and down the aisles. Fanboy, fanboy. Fanboy, fanboy.
It's like supposed to be the middle of Times Square. Fanboy.
There's a big steamboat on the stage.
The opening of the Tonys. Presented by Fanboy.
Yeah.
Fanboy, where have you been? Fanboy, fanboy. Oh, my fanboy.
Fanboy, don't get arrested again.
Right.
Man.
Oh, wow. So this kid's a fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should have just wrote out
his... This kid's a fanboy.
Hey, kid over there. Nice kid, but I heard he's a fanboy.
There's nothing wrong with being a fanboy.
Did you accept his friend? After you accepted his friendship, you should have wrote, what's up, fanboy?
What'd you say?
You should have wrote on his wall, hey, fanboy. Thanks for accepting my friend.
Whose wall?
Fanboy. The kid that, like, you...
Fanboy just got real meta. I was like, I jumped from LinkedIn world into fanboy world for a moment, and I lost myself. I lost in fanboy world.
Fanboydian.
So you see this
fanboybian?
Kid? That was a fanboybian flip.
I'm sorry. I'm just so excited to meet you. I had a fanboybian flip.
It's when a fanboy does a backflip.
I didn't mean to call you Alec. Mr. Baldwin, I don't know you.
Steven.
Get away from me, fanboy.
Who look up the most famous fanboy of all time? I wonder who
most
it is.
Most famous probably. Fanboy.
He's the world's most famous fanboy in 2020. Uh-huh.
It's Nick Case.
Nick Cage. Yeah. He probably has a considerable amount of fanboys.
Wait a minute. He started out as a fanboy for Elvis and ended up marrying Presley's daughter. He was already famous.
That's very true, Mike. I didn't even think of that. That is true fanboy.
That is true fanboy.
He also named one of his children after one of the Star Wars characters, I believe. Kal-El?
Oh, here it is. Five
fanboys you should know?
There's okay. Last of the famous international
fanboys you should know.
Tonight, after Sean Gotti Week.
Oh, look, Fanboys cast list. Actors and actresses from Fanboys. Uh-oh.
Oh, someone wrote Fanboys already? You mean somebody wrote Fanboys before us?
It looks like it.
Can we get the rights?
Well, here looks like there's a cartoon called Fanboy. Yeah.
They took it animated.
Oh, wait, hold on. Here's another one.
Come on,
Fanboys.
Bill.
Yeah, this says on Amazon.com, it says the saga's biggest fans on the galaxy's greatest mission. It looks like it's a movie about, in 1998, four childhood buddies with the shared love of all things Star Wars reunite for one final hilarious odyssey. Fanboys, it's for $6.95. It was made by the Weinstein Company.
Ooh.
Whoa! A vicious gut punch to the Fanboys franchise by Bill at the end.
Yeah,
that film will never succeed.
Here's why our fanboys.
Oh, look, here's a comic. Fanboys versus zombies. Oh, wow.
All right, well, we're running out of time.
I think musical's the best route.
As we got on to
fanboys. Fanboy, 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 fanboy. Where have you been? Fanboy, fanboy, fanboy.
Who did you get your picture with? Fanboy?
Who'd you get your picture with? Who? Who'd you get your picture with? Who? You know?
Starring Roger Daltrey as Professor Willoughby.
On that note,
yeah.
We won't be fooled again, will we? The Hoolies Hooli, we're reaching the end here. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this episode, you can find archived episodes of this program. If you go to iTunes and search for Free Crack. Free Crack!
Yes.
Or you can find us at freecrack.com, CRAIC.
Excuse me.
This show's presented by Hibernian Transmedia and McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Crack with Gene Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They taped that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions. Excuse me.
Oh, hey, follow. In 2 weeks, we'll be at the Heritage Center.
Correct. Yeah, thank you for July acknowledging 2nd. That, Bill. I was about to bring that up.
That will be a Tuesday night.
And if you're a fanboy,
come out and
us. Come to the Heritage Center and see us as we do a special program in front of a live audience. To meet our fans and to promote, you know, all things Irish.
You could become a fanboy that night.
We could talk about fanboys.
The birth of a fanboy.
You could become a fanboy that night.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones in Fanboy the Musical.
Anyways.
You could become a fanboy.
Right.
Anyways, well, there's many people. But
Andrew
there's...
Lloyd Webber does the music for Fanboy.
What about Vedder?
He can be in it.
Working on Fanboy.
We won't be fooled by any fanboys, will we?
Never.
No. So.
All right. We'll see you next week. This has been another Hooli's Hooli. Bye.
Bye.